So first, I like to warm up by doing the traditional climb. So all you have to do is wrap your right leg around the silk, go from inside, around and flex. From there, you step on it. Come up, take your weight, redo it up higher, lean back and come up. Then you can just keep climbing until you reach your desired height.
You're getting pretty high now, a few metres up.
Yeah, the structure is about 5 metres high.
Do you ever get scared of falling?
Nah. It is very scary at first, but once you start, you kind of don't want to hop down, you just want to keep going and relaxing. There's one trick that I love, which is the hip keysy, which is basically a swing. And from there, I either get my mum or my dad to pull me really high and then just swing.
Tracy Renson, and I'm Jacinta's mother. We had a trip to Sydney for the last school holidays, and during that period of time, she did a course at the Sydney Trapeze School and did an hour session on the aerial silks, the static trapeze and the aerial hoop. And she loved the aerial silks. So when she came home, that's all she wanted to do was hopefully get some sort of set up in the backyard where she could practice, and she's done that, and she's out there every night practicing.
So what's another warm-up trick you can show us?
A footlock. So you pretend to do your climb, then you're going to pull the silk up, push it towards your pinky, then your foot's going to come under and up. And you should be able to stand on it. And from there, you can do splits by just sliding down.
Wow, that's some pretty impressive splits.
Yeah, it forces you down all the way. So if you can't get your splits, it's a good way to try and get them.
Can you describe the setup for us?
It's a structure probably 5 metres high, and we've got a cable connected which you can wind down or let down so that she can connect a silk onto it, so that it'll, and a pulley system. And we just clip the silk on and off with the rigging equipment, and she can operate it all herself, which is quite convenient.
If you wanted to get one of these rigged up in your backyard, how do you go about it?
Fortunately, we have my uncle, who was a builder, and he was able to construct it. And Jacinta found the silks online and bought those, and it all worked out beautifully.
And then these are just the warm-up tricks. So what happens next?
You start doing more complicated tricks.
What's one example?
A coffin hang.
Oh, that sounds a bit dramatic. What's that one?
You hang upside down by your ankles.
So you're twirling your legs around the silks again.
You're going to start climbing until you've got about double your height. So in this case, I have to climb all the way practically to the top. From here, how I get into it is I like to bend down. From there, you're going to get your left leg, put it under the silk and wrap it around in a circle. Then just go lean backwards, check that you're secure, and you can just drop down. Usually I can get it up higher, but oh well.
And now you're upside down.
Yep, then from here you grab the silk behind you and just climb your hands up into a back arch.
Wow, I definitely couldn't do that. You make it look so easy though.
Well, it's not actually that easy. It takes a lot of practice, skill and persistence.
Are you glad you've got this little mattress at the bottom?
Yep. Just makes you a bit more, you know, it's like, all right, as long as there's a mattress at the bottom, I'm not afraid to go all the way up to the top.
Bit of reassurance.
Yeah.
And what's your plan from here?
I'm just going to keep practicing and hope I can make it into Cirque du Soleil.
So that's your main goal?
Yep.
Well, she'd like to actually join the circus and, yeah, possibly do a aerial act in the circus one day would be her ideal goal.
And what do you think about that idea?
Well, I'd support any idea, I think, that she was interested in doing. If that's what she loves to do, we're happy to support her in the best way that we can.
Did you anticipate having a circus performer as a daughter?
Definitely not. No, that's come as a little bit of a surprise. Seems to come quite naturally, so I think when something comes naturally, you tend to enjoy what you're doing.